Hello and welcome to Strunchcast episode 89.
You killed my pig.
I don't know how and I don't know why, but you and I will find out together because this is another Andre Acts. But before all that, how's your week been?
Really hot.
Yeah.
Really, really hot.
Plus and one to that.
Yeah. It's just not nice hot.
No, it's not a good hot.
London is not nice in the heat, and I don't care what anyone says, it is too hot. Those people that are like, oh, don't, it won't last, blah, blah, blah. Good. It's not nice. London is horrible in this heat.
Yeah.
30 blooming degrees.
And people don't really get that from outside of the Europe, I would say. As Europeans do. Not all Europeans have air conditioning. And we don't in the UK either. But in the US, it's like pretty much a given. But here it is not a given. We build our houses for absolute cold. So in the winter, when people come over here and say, oh, it's so cold, it's so cold. And we're like, this is an average t-shirt day. What are you talking about? Same thing in reverse. You know?
Yeah, it's not fun.
But we don't do well with the hot.
That's it. Our house is built to retain the heat. So.
And it does, unfortunately. I mean, fortunately, but unfortunately.
Yeah.
It depends where you are.
Yeah.
The coolest house part of the house is always the downstairs bathroom.
Because there's no windows or anything. Or
nope.
It's not close to anything else. So, but even in there, it's starting to feel a bit warm.
Yeah, as the days progress. Yeah. And it's nearly my birthday, but that's okay.
It is. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, depending on when you're listening.
Exactly. Oh, dear.
What about your week?
It was good and bad.
Yeah.
It was sad because on Tuesday we went to my granddad's funeral and we all went and it was really nice to have gone and seen people. But just, you know, the pain of loss is never the same. And you never can predict how it's going to make you feel at the time or anything like that.
Yeah.
It was a bit tough. But the service was excellent. Very well attended as well.
Yeah.
And I think that one of the best things for me was seeing people I hadn't seen in really many, many years, including what I would consider my long-lost uncle, my favourite uncle, Paul, whose number I now have, and haven't seen him really since... Oh, several years ago, he just kind of disappeared for a while.
Like coming up to 10 years, I reckon.
Yeah, I saw him once in the hospital, but that was it. But before that, it was, again, another funeral, my other uncle. I think that was 2011. Jake was still a baby, and Alice wasn't born yet. And it's a thing, you know, I think people come out of the woodwork during christenings, weddings, and funerals, and that's the time you see most people most of the time. Yeah. So I knew I would see some people, and I knew that some of them would be such a long time ago that it would surprise me. But you just never know, you know? Mm. But we did go. It was very hot. The church was hot and not hot, I think. There were times when it was okay, wasn't it?
It was all right at the beginning. It just got hotter with all the people and the incense and...
A lot of incense.
Yeah. But, you know, you just got to suck it up and do it for something important like that.
Yeah. But then to turn it around a bit, I have a release out as of Thursday on a record label called Hospital Records. And it's a drum and bass label with my co-conspirator Zero T... And his singer friend, Steo, S-T-E-O. So that's nice. Mm-hmm. Seems to be well received. It's quite a nice little tune. So, you know, you get good and bad in a single week, really. That's kind of what life is about, isn't it? Swings and roundabouts.
Exactly.
It's very, very typical. But yeah, most of the week was just kind of, not even that it was long, it was like a build up to the funeral and then you do it and then it's okay. But then just making sure you ring around people and seeing if they're all right, I think.
Yeah, I think that's really important.
Because you start to realise, actually, that, you know, life is fleeting and you really got to just be there for people as much as you can.
Yeah.
It's important. But, you know, apart from that, it's quiet. Oh, dear. Do you have an answer for last week's quiz question? Because I can't remember what it was.
I do. It is, how many brains does a leech have?
Oh, yeah, that was a weird one. Is it single or double figures?
Double.
Double. Okay. I'll go with like 27. I don't know why. Go on, tell me.
32.
Oh, it's close. I wonder why they have so many in such a small space.
I know, right?
What do they do with all that?
No idea.
Maybe they run AI farms.
God. So this week's question will be, which fast food restaurant has the most locations across the US?
Ooh, someone's got to know that one. Cool. So we don't have very many comments this week. The virtual mailbag is a little lacking in the sacking, but we got a few, right?
Yeah. So we have our lovely Marie. Thank you for always commenting.
Yes.
She said, of course, I dictated my comments last week and embarrassingly didn't check for errors. When I spoke of Betsy in my comment from last week, I meant to say she was my child youth counsellor. I shall be more careful.
Oh, that is the one with the funny A that we couldn't work out.
Yeah.
That's all right. It happens.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we have James, who said, yes, you're right about maths, but quite why the CSVs couldn't have helped with that is a bit of a mystery.
Yeah,
I think they sometimes did, but as you say, it was predominantly students from another school who helped in the exams.
Yes.
You're also correct about the lecture times, typically starting between 6 and 6:30 and ending between 8 and 9, depending on what you were doing.
Yeah.
And then My Funny Val.
Yes, long time no see.
Says, leeches have 32 brains. Well done. They aren't brains as such, but are neural ganglii.
Yes, ganglii.
Yeah. Which perform a rather limited set of functions, which when added together, help them get by.
Basically AI farms.
I'm convinced Andre has more than one brain.
In this heat, I think I lost a lot of them.
Ugh, I think we all have. We've sweated them out.
34 degrees C.
Ugh, yeah.
Convert to Fahrenheit if you must.
And then there was a separate comment from Pam, who said, I've just listened to the next podcast. I have two comments. First, it must have been very interesting for Kirsten's family to have the lodgers. She has such great memories of those guests. And secondly, I love Marie's comment. I hope she sends her letter to Betsy, and I'm sure Betsy will be quite pleased to hear from her.
Yes, we really want to. Yes. You need to keep us informed about that.
Yeah. See, everybody's invested now.
Yeah, come on, the Betsy Club.
We all want to know.
Hashtag letter to Betsy.
Oh, that's Let's really go. Cute. I like that.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
And all right, then. Why or how did I kill your pig?
Well, I can't quite remember why I was thinking about this, but I was thinking about some of the really stupid reasons that people argue.
Mm-hmm.
And that led me on to this particular story about the pig. And it's more of kind of, they called it the pig war. But it's like an argument that sort of started and turned into a war. But ultimately, there is San... Do you say San... I don't know how you say it. J-U-A-N.
San Juan.
San Juan Island.
And I only know that because of Black Mirror.
Yeah, I should have known that. So San Juan Island, which is between mainland US and Canada's Vancouver Island,
mm-hmm.
At the time was shared by both American settlers and British employees of the Hudson Bay Company.
Yeah.
So while in practice, the island was shared, both countries made their claim to the island, creating a lot of tension. And this kind of boiled over in June of 1859, when an American farmer shot a British boar for tearing up his potato crop. So arguments then ensued between the farmer and the British, and the farmer was arrested. Oh, and then the US Army got wind of the situation and sent a whole load of soldiers, and they promptly declared war. So effectively, they had a war for many weeks because an American killed a British pig.
A boar war.
Nice. But yeah, so then I sort of started looking at other silly reasons, like more recent ones, I guess.
Yeah.
So there are lots of really, really crazy like Reddit threads.
I have to ask, did they barbecue the bull? Did they make Big Tasty?
I don't know. So there's loads of Reddit threads as to stupid ones. So we have things like, this woman says that she had an argument with her boyfriend over the hypothetical, if he turned into a goldfish, would she move on? And she said that she might eventually move on. And that caused a massive argument that she's still paying for.
Okay, someone has to grow up.
Yeah. we also have this.
Should we argue about all of these too as we go along?
What if I was to turn into a goldfish?
Yeah, or if I was.
I'd keep you in a little tank.
Yeah,
I'd and clean move it on. Out. Maybe eventually.
I wouldn't have a memory of you anyway.
No.
Do your thing.
So this one is, I was gifted a pepper mill by my boss. My partner thought it was really silly that they would take pepper in its form, roll it into little balls for people to then grind up again. He did not believe me that peppercorns were a thing. So they argue about
prove it.
Peppercorns.
You can prove it by buying them.
Yep.
That's just silly. Okay, I see what you mean about silly.
Yep. Our first ever row, this is a different person, was whether Diet Coke and Coke Zero have the same recipe.
I don't know. Do you know? They probably don't. They're different names.
Well, they have different... I mean, ultimately, the recipe for Coke is the same, but it's like one has no sweetener and stuff like that. Like, but it's Coke. It's
what it does.
It's still not a reason to argue.
No, it's not.
There was one that I read the other day, actually, which I don't think I managed to save. But it was to do with, oh, here it is. So one time my wife and I were arguing and eventually we arrived at the same point. Instead of just ending it, we started arguing about how confusing the other's argument was to begin with and why it caused us to argue.
Oh, dear. Actually, yeah, I think that has happened with people before.
I mean, it kind of makes sense because you argue your point and then you get to a stage where you're like, okay, but we both agree now. But what you said was really confusing. And if you hadn't said it like that, we wouldn't have argued. And then the other person says the same thing.
Yes.
And so then you're arguing about the fact that you argued.
Yes.
That, I think, is just one of those moments, particularly in a couple, where you don't want to admit that...
The whole thing was silly.
The whole thing was silly. Or that maybe one of you was wrong. Or...
yep.
You know, both of you were a bit wrong, but, you know,
that's
stubborn.
That pride goeth before a fall business.
Yes. This one was an argument between friends. Are you naked if you're wearing socks?
No. Yes and no. No.
See? You can see how they argued about it, right?
I can see how they argued.
Yeah. Because are you only naked if your private areas are showing?
That's a good question, actually. I would say that should have been more of a debate. Because I can see both sides of that really easily. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't argue with somebody about it, but I can see how people would argue about it because some people are very, very sure of their own opinions.
Okay. We could turn that a bit differently. There's nude versus naked.
Yeah. Because in the same vein, you could say, well, if a guy was wearing boxers, is he naked?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're going by saying socks, that's one piece of clothing. I mean, two, but it's one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's an article.
Does it matter what it's covering? But then if you were wearing a t-shirt, would you be naked? Because that's one piece of clothing. Is it the size of the clothing? Like.
That's deep, man. Like, this is not just a simple.
It's the most ridiculous topic, though. But at the same time.
Yeah, but now I'm actually quite fascinated. And I wouldn't argue about it. I'd be so curious. Like, that's really weird. Think about that one.
Because if you were stood there in just your underwear.
Yeah.
You wouldn't say.
I was naked.
I was naked.
No, you wouldn't.
But if you were stood there in just your socks, you would say. Probably. You can't come in. I'm naked.
Yeah. Wow.
So
you have to implement the word nude as well, because then there's a proper differentiation.
That just sounds weird.
No, but it's true.
No, I know what you mean. I suppose it kind of defines what areas you want to be shown.
Yes.
Because, yeah, if you're wearing not enough clothes that you would want someone to see you in, then I would say I'm practically naked, not naked.
Ooh, that changes the game. Practically is a good one. You could have actually derailed their argument right there with that one word.
Maybe.
Well done.
I feel like that's the kind of thing that you would talk about like late at night when it's
just
like 2 o'clock in the morning and really you should be going to bed, but you're just talking about ridiculous things, but in a really deep way.
Love it.
Yeah.
That's really interesting. That's the one that's made us talk the most.
Yeah.
All right, go on. This is such a rabbit hole. I love it.
This is a child one. It says, when my daughter and her friend were in third grade, my daughter came running into the house crying and bleeding on her neck and chest. Apparently, she and her friend had come to blows, or scratches, over how big the imaginary friends were.
Wow.
Yeah. So they got into, like, a fight about whose imaginary friend was biggest.
Okay. That's different.
Kids are interesting.
They're quite a thing.
We also have... some of these are quite American, which is fine, but it probably doesn't mean quite the same.
Well, it will give Marie something to talk about, so go on. And Tara.
My partner and I have more than once had explosive arguments about whether or not Jerry Seinfeld is funny. Tears have been shed on both sides.
Oh, now you see, because we do get that here, and I've never really sat down and watched it, but...
I mean, you could apply that to any TV show, though, couldn't you?
You could. Little Britain is a prime example. Controversial.
Yeah.
Is Jerry Seinfeld funny? I don't know enough. I haven't, like, watched an entire episode to know.
I don't really know what it's about.
I don't either. I just know of it because everybody knows of Seinfeld, but that's it. How intriguing. Americans, is Seinfeld funny?
This is a cup, an actual cup. It was an argument about who put it on the table that lasted 20 years.
Wow. Why does it matter at that point?
During the first year of us dating, we fought about pineapple juice and whether or not it should be refrigerated. We argued for so long that we almost broke up.
But isn't there long life juice and non-long life juice?
Yeah, but then once it's open, it has to be in the fridge anyway.
Okay, you've ended it.
But
I can't argue with that.
But also, usually they say on the carton.
Yeah, you'd think. Maybe they can't read.
Me and my boyfriend hardly ever argue, maybe once a year at most. But recently we got into a really heated debate over whether an actress on TV had good cheekbones or it was just good contouring.
I can't comment on that because I can't see either.
Well, again, it's those things, isn't it, where it doesn't matter. But in the moment, you feel... Can you think of any times that we've argued about really stupid things?
I was thinking that, and I can't. I'm sure we have.
I'm sure we have.
But I can't think of anything, really. No. We'll have to consider that.
We have a couple of games that we often play together. He progressed in one of them in single player mode, so I progressed in the other in retaliation.
Okay, so this is like when you're supposed to watch a TV series together and one of you jumps ahead because streaming allows
that. This is why we don't watch things together.
Yeah, it is.
One of the reasons. Because you start watching something and then you watch it all in one go.
She's so like mad.
No. I'm not mad. No arguing. But like recently with the Burrows, I watched the first three episodes and said to you, oh, it's really good.
You did.
And then you just watched the whole thing. And then when I start talking to you about it, you're like, oh yeah, but you can't remember which part is which. So then I can't really talk to you about the ins and outs of a particular episode because you won't remember which one was which.
So what you have to do, right, is to watch like 7 or 8 of the 9
I have
or
to watch
10,
the entire series. That's
and
what
then
it
say,
is.
Watch this. And then I'll catch up in a day or 2 days. And then you'll remember it because you're better at remembering things than I am. And then maybe. We can argue about it. No, maybe. Talk about it. The Burrows was something I did watch last week, though. It was excellent.
Yeah.
An incredibly good suggestion. I loved it. It's from the same people that made Stranger Things, and it's on Netflix if
it
you
is
want
really
to
good.
Watch something.
Yeah, definitely check it out. That's our recommendation of the week.
Yes.
We said we were going to start doing that, and then we never did.
Yeah, because we didn't think of anything.
No. Well, no, we just didn't remember. I can always think of recommendations.
Oh, okay, good.
But that is for this week. This one, my ex was being an absolute child because he wanted takeout for tea and not the food I'd cooked. He was making a right performance about it, so I took the plate off him and threw the whole thing in the bin. Then he went out to get takeout. Didn't take his keys, so I went out too, so there was no way of him getting back.
Oh, oh, oh.
Yep. He had to eat it in his car. I mean...
I think she wins that one.
Yeah, I think if you're making a big fuss and someone's cooked food for you...
Yeah, that's disrespectful.
You're making a fuss because you want takeaway. Yeah, it is.
We should insert the Alice Maid segment in here as well. Brag about our daughter.
Go on then.
Okay, well, I posted on Mastodon today. I've got a thread now, hashtag Alice Maid. And yesterday, I started it off with yesterday because I didn't take, don't have pictures of all the other things. But on my Mastodon, there is a picture of yesterday's chocolate and vanilla cake, which is incredibly good. And today she made croissant, like actually made them.
She did.
And,
and rolls. You haven't tried one of those yet.
No, she, okay, she did
they
that.
They are too. Really nice. They're like crispy on the outside and fluffy inside.
Oh, wow. I didn't know she did both of those things. But I had a ham croissant for lunch, and it was so big and so filling that I didn't need anything else. It was incredible. So each week, if she's baked something tremendous or cooked something, you're going to hear about it, and you're going to get annoyed because you can't have any.
So the next one, I was going on about wanting... on for days about wanting a Domino's pizza, but never had one. My fiance and his friends at work decided to order Domino's on one of their shifts, and when I found out, I flipped out. I acted like it was the end of the world, and the next day I ordered my own Domino's pizza and I didn't offer him any.
She was mad. Yes.
So the main one as well that I found, which I thought this was really interesting. So this is in the 1920s.
Mm-hmm.
So there were two brothers in Germany, Rudolf and Adolf Dassler, I think you say it.
Okay, this is a Cautionary Tales podcast.
Yeah, so you know.
I know exactly where this is going.
So they founded a shoe company that they called the Dassler Brothers Shoe Factory.
Yes.
So they didn't always see eye to eye. But they were able to put their differences aside and work together. Until one night during World War II, Rudolf and his family were in the bomb shelter during a raid. And Adolf then came and joined them. And the first thing he said when he walked in was, "Here are the bloody bastards again," referring to the bombers. Rudolf assumed that he was talking to him and his family. And no one could convince him otherwise. So from then on, their relationship went from bad to worse, and he refused to work with his brother anymore. So after the war, they dissolved their business and each formed their own companies. Adolf named his after himself, combining his nickname, Addy, with the first three letters of their last name. And Rudolf, originally called Ruda, used that and tweaked it to share with a wild cat.
Yeah.
And if you can't quite tell, they are the names that have now we know as Adidas and Puma.
Yes.
And that's how they started. Isn't that just insane?
All because of a few words.
All because he said, oh, bloody bastards again.
Yep.
I mean,
why would you assume it would be the people in the shelter with you?
Well, because they had issues, I guess, before. And
yeah, maybe.
But But yeah, I agree. I think it's...
Adidas.
But yeah, you sort of wonder where these things come from, and originally they were as one.
Yes, Adidas one.
You wonder if they had stayed together, would they have had the same success?
Yeah, that's
like
an interesting
one point. Company.
There's a really, really good, and another recommendation about this, the podcast from Cautionary Tales, Tim Harford.
Yeah.
And he covers this in great, great detail. And he talks about how one company would sponsor one part of Germany and one company would sponsor another part. And then, you know, they'd have like competitions and stuff. It was really good. Have you heard that episode?
I might have done, because it did sound slightly familiar to me when I was reading about it.
Oh, it's so good. Really recommend listening to that. I don't know what the episode is called, though, to be fair, but if you get a chance, go search it. It's good.
So there was also something called the Pastry War.
Oh.
In 1838.
Okay.
When France sent a naval fleet to Mexico to blockade a port demanding $600 million because a French pastry chef in Mexico City claimed his shop was looted and destroyed by Mexican officers during a riot.
Okay. That's a lot of money for a pastry shop.
Yeah.
Especially then. And if you encounter that, like if you work that out in terms of inflation, that's like several billion, I'm sure. It's crazy.
This one as well. This is in 1325. This is the War of the Oaken Bucket. So this is two Italian city-states.
Yeah.
Bologna and Modena, I think. They fought an entire medieval war that cost roughly 2,000 lives. And this started after the Modenese soldiers sneaked into Bologna and stole a wooden bucket from the town's well.
Okay. You could just give the bucket back.
They could have done.
It's a revolutionary idea, but, you know. Stop stealing things.
I know. And that's pretty much all I have for you today. Because it's hot.
It is hot.
It is very hot.
But we aim for like 30-minute episodes now. So there's your 30. I actually don't know how long it's been, but I'm going to assume.
Well, we could argue a bit more about what it means to be naked.
You actually never decided one way or the other. You fenced.
I'm good at that.
Yeah, but stop being a fencer.
I think you are considered naked if your private areas are showing.
That's what I agree to.
That's what I'm going with.
Can live with that.
Yeah.
Hey, we came to a consensus.
Yeah, no arguments here.
No, impressive. So you have a story for us, or a thing.
Yeah, I'm going to do something slightly different just because I keep seeing things like this and I just think it's really good. So it's good news happening around the world that no one's talking about.
Yeah, I know, I sent you one of those a long time ago.
Yeah, there's loads of them, but I just think it's really cool. So this is just really short little snippets.
Yes.
From around the world. So Scotland makes history as the first country to make period products free for everyone.
Such a good thing to do.
Yeah. Mexico becomes the first North American country to ban cosmetic testing on animals.
Nice.
As it should be. Kazakhstan is pulling off the unthinkable, bringing the Aral, I think, sea back to life as water levels surge.
I don't know how you say that. I've never heard of it before.
Yeah, it's A-R-A-L. Aral?
Could
Aral.
Be.
And fish return in remarkable numbers. That's incredible.
Yeah.
A 32,000-year-old flower has bloomed again after scientists revived seeds hidden by a squirrel during the Ice Age.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That's incredibly cool.
Yeah. It just makes me think of, if anybody knows the film Ice Age, there is a very funny sort of skit that runs through all the films of this little sort of weaselly like squirrel who's always after the nut and never quite gets it and always ends up in trouble. But it just makes me think of him. Indonesia has officially banned elephant riding nationwide, giving rescued elephants a safer and more humane future.
Look at all that.
Yeah. The real blue parrots that inspired the movie Rio are finally returning to the wild after disappearing for nearly 20 years.
Disappearing?
Yeah. Okay. So there hadn't really been any for 20 years and they are coming back.
I wonder where they went.
And then there is a little story about Diego, the giant tortoise who fathered over 800 babies and helped rescue his entire species from extinction.
Now that is one prolific mofo.
I know, right? 800 babies.
Damn.
And giant pandas are no longer endangered.
Puts my dad to shame.
After years of conservation, their population is finally growing again. And the last one is humpback whale populations are making a comeback worldwide. Thanks to decades of protection, their numbers are on the rise again.
Wow. A whole plethora.
Yeah.
What am I going to do for a link for all that? I don't know what I'm going
to
put in.
I'll send you the link to the Instagram story.
Okay, that's fine then.
And then you can, people can look at that if they like.
If you did want to add in one more, you don't have to. That thing I sent you today is also about a boar. And since our first story was about a boar, and I didn't know that it was going to be, of course, then you could actually insert that, or you can keep it for another week.
It's up to you.
All right, let's save it because it is funny.
It is funny.
Have you seen the title?
Yeah, I have. Let's save that.
Okay.
Save it for next week, and then I've already done half my job.
Yeah, I always like to help out when I can.
Yeah.
All right, well, I don't know what we're going to talk about next week. It's far too hot to even consider this week yet. But yeah, this has been fun. I love these react things because I have no idea what she's going to say. What do you consider naked? If I'm standing there with an Apple Watch on, I'd still say I was pretty naked. Socks, yeah, naked. But not boxers or briefs. But then you get into, are you naked around family or just naked? Anyway, I'm not going to go into all that. You decide. Leave your comments below.
Definitely.
Until next time, though.